This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, March 24th. Well, folks, obviously we had an incredible opening, so I just thought I'd let you know the latest developments. If any of you watched President Trump's news conference on Monday after the market closed, it was very, very obvious he wants to open the U.S. economy because he thinks we're starting to do more harm than good. And he kept citing that the death rate is looks like it's under 1% once we count everyone. And obviously you get tested when you're sick, but a lot of people are carrying it and are not going to get that sick. So that's the first thing that kind of got things going. The other thing is, of course, the money they want to send us. So let me just clarify where we are on that. President Trump clarified that he wants the average family of four to have $3,000 and immediately. They want to wire it to your bank account. If you filed an electronic tax return, okay, they want to put money in your account right now. If you filed a paper tax return, they will mail you a check. But there's a sense of urgency because some people need to pay bills at the end of the month, like pay their rent and things like that. So what happened, of course, is at the Senate, they couldn't get 60 votes. It didn't help that some of our senators were quarantined. And Nancy Pelosi is working with Senator Schumer to modify the bill. And obviously they threw in some interesting things like wind, solar, all these diversity rules, okay? And, you know, even if you want to have all that stuff, the real priority is just put money in people's pockets now. So it looks like Nancy Pelosi overplayed her card. So she's on CNBC this morning saying she wants to get money to individuals, she wants to get money to corporations, and she wants to get it done in the next few hours. So that's good news, okay? Now, you know how Congress is. They love to sneak in things on any bill. No one reads anything. But, you know, it's obvious that you have to put money in people's pockets now, period. Now, if a couple made over $200,000, you don't get anything. But, you know, for all those working people who have been laid off, it's just they need the money, okay? So that's good news, okay? The other thing that's happening is I'm in Florida right now, and there's talk that Florida will start screening New York flights, and they'll take your temperature, they might quarantine you, all that good stuff, or order that you'd be quarantined. And so it looks like parts of the United States are getting ready to reopen, okay? And other parts of the United States may remain closed, for lack of a better word, because of the coronavirus. So New York City is obviously the hotbed of the coronavirus right now. And the risk is much higher there. Obviously, you know, there's more people. You can touch buttons in elevators, things like that. And that's the risk, okay? So it's very obvious that the two things have to happen. One is the Treasury Department wants to put money in people's bank accounts immediately, definitely by the end of the month. And there's hope that the House and Senate will agree on a deal today. That's the first priority. The second is, this was a 15-day trial. And on Monday, President Trump's going to be evaluating all the data. And just like Asia has reopened, okay, we're going to have to reopen the United States. And the question is, do we reopen all of it or parts of it? And the truth of the matter is you know, the decision's going to be left to a lot of state governors, okay? And it's going to be a lot easier to provide resources if there's just a few hot spots that we can assist with. So it looks like we see the light at the end of the tunnel, folks, and it looks like the U.S. economy's restarting. And, well, the other thing that was interesting on the press conference on Monday that President Trump said he called Jerome Powell, which is, of course, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, and thanked him. And so whatever disagreements they've had, they don't have any disagreements now. And so this is a time of national unity just to get things done. And the markets were upset yesterday that the plan to put money in our pockets was stalled out because of potential House negotiations. But Nancy Pelosi's trying to say the right things today. Of course, no one knows what's in the bill. So let's hope everybody does the right thing. Let's hope the Treasury does put money in people's accounts immediately, okay? And that will allow people to pay their rent and, you know, feel better, okay? And then as the virus peaks in certain parts of the United States, hopefully they'll start to reopen parts of the United States. So the last comment I want to have is, I think the market's been fine since Thursday, okay? Thursday was when the dividend stocks exploded. Some continued to rally into Friday. Friday was a good opening for us and then a weak close, but our stocks were exhibiting tremendous relative strength. They were more than 2% ahead of the market indices. Yesterday, Monday, we also continued to exhibit relative strength. And by the way, NASDAQ was very, very firm yesterday. So the fact that in the last three trading days, our stocks are exhibiting relative strength and not going down as much as the market makes me feel good. Now, this is quarter-end window dressing season. This is when we normally do good because all the professional managers are making their portfolios pretty by the end of the quarter and buying stocks with good sales earnings like we have. The other thing that's going on is the ETFs have to rebalance every 90 days, and the stocks that are exhibiting relative strength like ours are going to be, their weight is going to be increased, usually by the last trading day in March. So this is a very good period for us, okay? The final thing I want to see is in early April, I want to see what the analysts say. Okay, I really need to see what they say, because if they do jerk our stocks around, and but things are moving as fast as possible. Another good example is Gilead Sciences, which apparently has the best coronavirus trial right now. Is receiving expedited FDA approval. That happened this morning. There's hope out there, folks. Everybody's trying to go as fast as they can. It's not healthy to have the U.S. economy shut down. There is going to be a time to reopen the U.S. economy, and it looks like parts of it are going to be reopened maybe as early as sometime next week, and other parts will remain quarantined because of the outbreak. So hang in there, folks. I know it's very stressful for everybody. But good stocks bounce, and believe it or not, I think our politicians actually are paying attention to what we think and say. So they know they have to put money in most people's bank accounts by the end of the month. Otherwise, they're all going to be in a lot of trouble. So that's the good news, and the good news is that the outbreak is not as severe in some states as others. And so it looks like President Trump is leaning on reopening parts of the United States economy. But of course, the governors will make the final decision whether they want to reopen their states or not. So there's hope there, folks. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Hang in there. And again, remember, good stocks always bounce right back. And one last thing I should mention. You know, Asia was up sharply today. I have a lot of Asian stocks showing up on my radar. We'll be letting you know what to buy for those of you who get newsletters from us. We'll be blasting out those recommendations for those that have managed accounts. Obviously, we've already added some Asian stocks, and we'll add some more. So, you know, Asia is a good preview, okay, of what's to come, because they're over the hump, their stocks are surging, everything's restarting, and that's what's going to be happening in the United States, literally, in the next few weeks. So, get ready for a big surge. We hope for a V-shaped recovery. And that's it. It's Louis Navalier. Take care.